بس وتحية قوتك على سيد الفتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء حق القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية الفتور العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعضها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أظهر الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
لا سيما على تحية الله وحجة الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لساقت الأرض بأحدها. ولنعم الكبار وعلى أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، نمر بالحديث من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
الذين السيف لأننا وضعت المائدة حقتنا أربعة آلاف ملك. When the food spread, suhaib, the sultan, in Arabic we call it ma'ida. When the food spread is placed, 4,000 angels are present at that time. So we need to realize, brothers and sisters, this is a very important event taking place. There is a risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided to the most superior creature, the human. And 4,000 angels are present whenever the food spread is placed. فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ when the servant says, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ قَالَتُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدُ لَعَلَيْكُمْ تَعَرُّ. If a person says Bismillah Rahman Rahim, we say Bismillah. Angels say that may Allah provide favor to you. Obviously the Prophet angel is always accepted because they are infallibles. And this is one of the very basic teachings of Islam, that before not only just the food, but for everything else also it applies in the same way. We start everything in Islam with Bismillah Rahman Rahim. It provides barakah and help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the authentic hadith from the Prophet says, كُلُّ أَمْرٍ ذِي بَالٍ لَمْ يُبْدَى بِبِسْمِلَّهِ فَهُوَ أَكْثَرُ. Every important thing, if it is not started with Bismillah, it is after. After in Arabic means, just like literally speaking, if you cut the tail of an animal, it is incomplete. That kind of animal is called after. Anything which is incomplete, it will never reach the perfection, it will never become complete. Anything that you start without remembering Allah and without saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim, it can never be kamil and complete and perfect. So, food is no different. We find the angels to pray for the barakah in the food, and they say, Zuma Lakulu and Shaitan, Akhud Ya Qasim. Then angels say to the Shaitan, go out, O Qasim. So Shaitan was a present. He was there. Especially he is present for the gatherings where the believers are there. He doesn't need to be present in places where there are people who are already following his path. They were already deceived off the track. So he has to be present in places where there are believers present. And angels ask the Shaitan to leave the gathering if the person remembers Allah and says Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And then they say to the angel, La Sultan Alaka Alayhim, you have no control over these people. The Shaitan also has food. Every existence requires food, requires risk, sustenance to survive. And shaitan is also an existence created by Allah. It's a jinn, but it is an existence, isn't it right? It requires a risk. We have the hadith that once shaitan complained, said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for every creature you created, for every creature you provided a risk, what is the sustenance and risk that you made for me? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to shaitan, ma lam yuzkar alayhi ismi. That means everything upon which my name is not mentioned. That's the risk of shaitan. Every time you eat food and you don't remember Allah and the name of Allah is not mentioned on that food, remember, this is the risk of shaitan. Shaitan is partner in that food. We don't want the shaitan to be partner in anything of our life because that will be right of the divine barakat and nuraniyya. Then the hadith says, فَرَهُ when people are done with the food, فَقَالُوا أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. And then after eating the food, they say, Alhamdulillah. That's a very short sentence, doesn't cost us much. You know, more than remembrance of Allah, we can always say Alhamdulillah. And you are supposed to say Alhamdulillah always. Now this sentence includes every kind of hamd without exception. And, once we had in the narration that the mule of Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam was lost. His mule was lost. And Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam is the narrator of this hadith. He said, my father said, if Allah returns that mule back to me, la ahmadanna bi mahamida yardaha. So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns the mule back to me, I'm going to do the praise of Allah in a way which pleases him. So then Imam Sahib says, after a while, the mule was found. Allah, in other words, brought it back. And then my dad right the back of the animal, and all he said was just Alhamdulillah. And then he said, Ma min hamdun illa wa huwa dakhilun bima kuntu. That is, every kind of praise is included in what I said. So this sentence, Alhamdulillah, includes every form of praise of Allah. If we just remember to say Alhamdulillah after we are done from eating the food. So when people say Alhamdulillah, قالت الملائكة قوم أحمد الله عليهم فأدوا شكر ربهم. The angels said these are people of Allah had ni'mat upon them and they remembered they were grateful towards the ni'mats and blessings of their their Lord, in other words. So what if they are not yes guru and if they love you some if the people do not say the name of Allah, this is why if you remember the name and in the beginning and at the end we say Alhamdulillah. What if we don't remember the name of Allah, we don't say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, قالت الملائكة للشيطان ادعوا يا فاسق فقم معهم. Angels say to Shaitan, get close, O Fasiq, and eat along with them. So if you don't say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Shaitan is invited by the angels to be partner in that field. And then the Hadith says, فَإِذَا رَجَعَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَلَمْ يَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا قَالَتْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ قَوْمٌ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَنَسُوا رَبَّهُمْ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. If people did not say the name of Allah, the angels say that these were people that Allah provided ni'mat to them, but they forgot their God. So, it is important that we always try when we eat food, we avoid israf. There are so many people in this world who don't have proper drinking water. We should remember the ni'mat of Allah. Isn't that right? So, one of the ways of remembering is that we avoid the harams. Imam Ali Islam has said in the hadith that أَدْلَ الشُّكْرِ أَنْ لَا تَسْتَعِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ عَلَى مَعَصِيهِ. The least level of shukr is that you don't seek help from the blessings that Allah has given you in order to perform sins towards Him. Allah gave me the blessing of my vision. I can see. I am not a blind person. So I don't misuse the vision of my eyesight to do the harams. Allah has given me power in my hands. I can move it in the leg. So I don't misuse this power to do harams to the hand. This is the least level of shukr. In order to be grateful towards Allah, we do not misuse the nemats of Allah in order for us to do the harams and the sins. So the israf should be avoided. Obviously every israf is haram in Islam, and also every israf has fence. Those people who are doing israf, they should remember they have to get fence in all what they are overspending. So in order for the food, and I'm going to end after that, in order for the food to be perfect, there has to be four things. The most important thing we should always keep in mind, it has to be what Imam Salih of Islam asked Abu Hanifa. And Abu Hanifa started to, Imam was talking about the food, and Abu Hanifa started to mention the person to say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the beginning he should eat with the right hand, he should look at his own plate instead of looking at the plates of other people, he should take the food from what is closer to him instead of stretching his hand far away. All those various adab and etiquettes of eating food in Islam. And after all that Abu Hanifa mentioned, after that Imam Sa'ud Islam replied to him, basically that's what we learned in the light of the hadith, that the most important thing a person should remember is that whether this food is halal for me or not. That's the most important thing. See, even if you say Bismillah Rahman Rahim in the beginning, it's not going to make the haram food halal. And haram is not just even chicken which is not slaughtered according to Islamic six conditions. Haram is also a chicken which is slaughtered according to Islamic six conditions, but the money is earned from the source which is haram, from a job which is haram. Isn't that right? So many people are working for haram jobs and buying the halal chicken from the haram sources. That's also haram. So we need to make sure that there is no haram entering into our stomach, because our prayers are not accepted for 30 days, our du'as are not accepted for 30 days. In order for the food to be perfect, there are four things, and I will end after that. الكلام التعامل إذا جمع أربع خصال فقد تم perfect said. When the food combines four attributes, it is perfect. إذا كان من حلال. First thing, if it is from halal. Second of all, وكثرت عليهم أيدي. Look at the wisdom of Rasulullah. He says there are several hands over the food. I mean, we should share the food to others. You can add people into your food, let them also benefit from the nemat of Allah. If you have neighbors who will like them, you can send food to them. If you don't have neighbors, you can send your food to places where we can send. You know what? So we can include them in the list that Allah has provided to us. Prophet has said that the Kasrat alayhi aydi. Some people, when they have some nice thing, they go in a place where they are alone and they eat it alone, hiding away from the rest of the people. This is the third thing, su'ul dhann, bad-dumani, is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are hiding a nice thing away from the people, do you think Allah is not able to give it again to you? So this is very bad attribute, that we hide away from the people when we are eating something nice. So we have to have several hands sharing with the food. That's what Khalil is taking. And third of all, Sumbi Allah, we are willing that we say Bismillah in the beginning of the food, وَحِمْدَ فِي أَخِيرِهِ, and Allah's hamd is done at the end of the food. If any food has these four attributes, it is perfect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the Ma'arif of Quran and the Bible of Islam. Peace be upon you. Allah!